You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. The Chinese e-commerce site Alibaba has released its sales figures for 2015. Southeast Asia has seen a surge in internet censorship, and the logistics company DHL is to launch its DHL e-commerce delivery service in Thailand. Alibaba, one of the most popular e-commerce sites in China, has released its sales figures for 2015. The figures reveal that online shopping is growing in the country despite the Chinese economy in general suffering a slowdown. Alibaba's 2015 sales totaled a staggering $449 billion, accounting for three quarters of the Chinese e-commerce market, which totaled $589 billion last year. This is an increase of 32% on last year, with mobile sales seeing a massive increase of 192%. Alibaba also saw strong cross-border e-commerce growth in 2015. Sales on Alibaba's Tmall global platform, which allows foreign companies to sell their products in China, increased by 179% compared to the previous year. AliExpress, which allows Chinese businesses to sell their products overseas, also saw a year-on-year increase of 14%. Internet censorship struck Southeast Asia on three different occasions last week. Indonesia blocked the video streaming platform Netflix just a few weeks after it launched in the country. The country's strict censorship laws ban content that portrays nudity, gambling, and scenes that could provoke violence. The Indonesian Censorship Board, the LSF, deemed that Netflix's content broke these rules and banned the service outright in the country. A short while later in Malaysia, the blogging platform Medium was blocked after one of its users published a piece of investigative journalism on the platform looking into corruption allegations involving the Malaysian Prime Minister. And last but not least, the Thai government has been putting pressure on big-name internet giants including Google, Facebook and Line to censor their services. They are especially keen for the companies to take down content that is critical of the Thai government. The international logistics company DHL is to launch its DHL e-commerce delivery service in Thailand. This makes Thailand the first market in Southeast Asia that DHL has expanded its delivery service solution to, and will help Thai e-commerce sites to distribute their products throughout the country. In order to achieve this goal, DHL plans to build a distribution center in the Thai capital, Bangkok, and build a network of 20 depots spreading out across the rest of the country. It will also increase the number of vehicles in its fleet and open a multilingual call center to handle any queries. Once the delivery service is up and running, DHL aims to deliver items within one day in cities and within 2 to 3 days in more rural areas. The Thai e-commerce market is expected to triple in size over the next 4 years and is set to reach $3.9 billion in 2020. Just 5% of Saudis engage in online shopping, according to research by the Saudi Arabian government. The key reasons behind this reluctance to shop online are the high levels of fraud in the country and slow delivery times. Underpinning the high fraud rates is the fact that there are no laws in Saudi Arabia that punish unscrupulous sellers or protect online shoppers. Legal experts are currently penning a draft law that will regulate e-commerce, but so far, no implementation date has been announced. And finally, a rather unusual new service has appeared on Amazon Japan. Grieving Japanese families can now hire a monk via the e-commerce platform to come to their home, funeral home, or family grave, transport their loved ones' ashes, and perform Buddhist rituals. The basic Mr. Monk delivery package costs 35,000 yen, equivalent to $300 US, and is much cheaper than the costs charged by most Buddhist temples. A spokesperson from Minrevi, the company behind Mr. Monk Delivery, has commented on why it chose to take to Amazon to promote its services, saying, "Many people don't have ties with temples, and they have no idea where and how to arrange Buddhist rituals, whilst monks are increasingly concerned about the declining temple membership. We can cater to the needs on both sides, and hopefully we can bring them together." And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service at webcertain.tv to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.